The Reyes Law Group, defending your property.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertisements. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. WWNA, Pompano Beach. AM 1470 with even more of what you're looking for. Tune in for All Points Bulletin with Sheriff Al Lamberti, Sunday afternoons at 2, right here on AM 1470 WNN.
Many people think of life insurance simply as being there to protect your loved ones after you have passed on. This is Bob Reich from MedLife. It is important for you to understand that life insurance can provide many benefits while you are still alive. Pension planning, providing additional tax-free income to supplement your retirement lifestyle. Freeing up assets for your beneficiaries, allowing you to use your present assets to increase the quality of your present lifestyle while still being able to provide a legacy to those you love. And finally, term insurance, which can offer low-cost protection for a limited, specified time period, such as when your kids are up, out, and on their own. Call me anytime. I would be glad to answer any questions you might have. My number is 866-282-3704. That's 866-282-3704.
Regular listeners to Peter Bruno's long-running daily radio show, Managing Your Money, know about its original form of research analysis called psychoanalysis. This unique system, designed to watch and analyze stock market movement behavior in advance, has guided listeners and clients safely from the market high in the 14,000 area 2 years ago all the way down to the previous lows below the Dow 6500, just as he protected his clients from the crash of 1987 and...
WWNA, Pompano Beach. The following sponsored program are strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
I'm John Hollis, and we're hanging out today in some very bad weather. And we are hanging out in a very wrench South Florida. But you know something, we're hanging nonetheless. I'm John Hollis. I'm the host of the next hour, and I want to thank you for tuning in. And most importantly, we want to, of course, let you know that, of course, Mark Stein, the founder of Vanilla Fudge, will be with us here momentarily. I want to go over some few things that are going on. Rockers in Recovery is, of course, going to be kicking off its concert May 28th, and we're looking forward to, of course, doing that concert. And it's going to be over at the First Steps Sober House. We're looking forward to that. The East Coast music scene has a lot of stuff going on. We're going to be doing some events up in the South Jersey area. Kevin King and, of course, our friend Bubba Mack will be talking about that on Thursday. You are listening to us via WWNN 1470 AM, and our shows run 18 hours a week. We're on the air from Monday through Friday from 2 to 3, and Monday through Friday at 10 o'clock at night. Saturdays from 3 to 6, and Sunday nights I'm on the air from 7 to midnight. So we look forward to having you tune in with us. You can go to rockersandrecovery.com. You can also browse East Coast music scene. You can also browse, of course, the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We do a lot of different things in a lot of different places. Join us on the East Coast music scene online at Facebook. You can also join us at Reverb Nation. You can also join us over at, of course, the Mothership. And that would be rockersandrecovery.com. We look forward to having everybody tuning in with us today. You know, we had some great things take place over the last couple of weeks. And, you know, we have the 12-Step Music Fest coming up. We have a lot of great stuff coming up. And I want you to tune in. I want you to be a part of it. You know, make sure that after 3 years of us broadcasting live on the air here that you be a part of what we're doing. And free, it's free. Free, people. I don't know if you like that number, but I like that number. I like free.
Free is good, man.
Free is good.
Free is like a bird.
Mark Stein is in the studio with us, and of course, Mark is the founder of Vanilla Fudge. Mark, welcome to the show. I'm sure that you had some problems getting in with the weather. And
well, for a minute, I thought I was in Kansas.
Dorothy,
I mean, it was blowing up, and the clouds were getting darker and darker, and the wind was more powerful. And as I opened up my door, I went into the wrong exit, and I had to fight through it again to get to the beginning of the building. And here I am with my wife, Patty.
Patty, pleasure to meet you. Welcome to the show, by the way.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be here.
You know, it's a pleasure and an honor to have you on. East Coast music scene is, you know, we look forward to folks like yourself coming in and sitting down and talking with us and being a part of what we do here. You know, and most importantly, letting people know where you're at and what you're doing. I mean, Vanilla Fudge has been, you went on Jimmy Fallon. All right.
Yeah, it was amazing. We were on Jimmy Fallon last Monday night. I hope everybody out there got a chance to stay up late. If not, you can write in for the link. But it was really great. It was high energy. People loved it. Vanilla Fudge doing, you keep me hanging on, reviving the whole psychedelic high energy trip again.
Well, that was what I was going to talk about. You know, 1966, and to be quite frank with you, I was born in 1966. But the music, I had a brother that was 14 years older than me. So I was weaned on your music. You know, I grew up with your music. My brother was playing drums in the basement at 14 years old when I was born, basically. So the bottom line is I was weaned on all of that stuff.
Cool.
And I got the you know, pleasure today of being able to you know, interview people like yourself and Richie Supa and Ricky Bird and all the rest of the folks that have come through here. And
Yeah. One
of the things that I really understood was the psychedelic era, you really kicked it off. You guys really kicked it off back then. Because there wasn't Zeppelin at that point. There wasn't the other bands that really went psychedelic. You guys were like the forgers of that, correct?
Yeah, we dared to be different.
Mm.
You know, it was called symphonic psychedelic rock or psychedelic symphonic rock. We weren't songwriters at the time, but what we did was we took songs that we really loved that were like hits of the day, like You Keep It Hanging On, and Beatles songs like Ticket to Ride and Eleanor Rigby, and we just broke them apart and rearranged them and rewrote the songs in our own fashion. We, you know, obviously known for slowing it down and just adding a lot of symphonic drama to it. And we kind of threw a big curve at the record business at the time, because the first Vanilla Fudge album was the first LP to reach the top 10 without a hit single. And prior to that, you had to have a hit 3-minute single to pull the album up to be successful. So kind of like through marketing strategies in a little bit of a different direction, you know. So.
Well, all in all, there were five albums that you guys produced, correct?
Five initial albums, then we had subsequent albums.
After that, but back in the 60s,
right.
You had five that you actually came out with.
Right.
Right, and during that time period, because the market, there's a lot of difference in the market today, but most importantly, you were groundbreaking in the industry back then. So here you are, you're groundbreakers back then, and now you have such a big change in the industry today, you have to kind of reinvent yourself today, too. Would you agree with that?
Well, you have to reinvent yourself in terms of technology. Hmm. You know, back in the day, you know, you put out a record. The record company would subsidize you, you know, with tour support. You go out, you play concerts, and, you know, fans would come. And there wasn't a thing called merchandising back then. You went to the record store to buy the album, you know.
Yeah.
File sharing didn't exist. You know, technology was, there was no phone. There was nothing like that going on.
Yeah, no downloads, no internet,
so,
no YouTube, none of that.
Yeah, so today, basically, you go out and tour, and you sell your merchandise, and you get your stuff on iTunes, you know, for 99 cents, to hopefully promote it enough to download a hell of a lot of downloads to make any money. So.
And when you look at the lineup, your original lineup of the band, everybody's still in place for this tour that's going on. Actually, you guys have been touring for a while now. You guys started out your tour a few months ago, correct?
Yeah. It's three out of four originals. It's Mark Stein, myself on lead vocal and keyboard, Vince Martell, original guitarist and vocalist, and, of course, Carmine Appice on drums and vocals.
A lot of you guys went on to do separate things yourselves. You did some solo stuff yourself, and everybody else did some solo stuff. What made you really say to yourself, you know something, I really like tapping that energy from back then, and what's the, you know, I want to come back to that. Did everybody kind of come up with that idea at the same time, or were you the one that said, you know something, I really want to do this again?
Well, it's true. Carmine, you know, did a lot of projects, and I did a lot of projects, and Vinny, and in the end, we always seem to, there's some kind of force that always pulls us back together, because the collective madness of Vanilla Fudge is its own inertia, so to speak. And we just, we always get back together every couple of years, and there's always a magic that happens. Always a magic.
You know, we have the opportunity, if you're just tuning in with us, we are with Mark Stein, the founder of Vanilla Fudge, and a gentleman that wreaked havoc to get to our studios today to be with us. With the weather, if you're in South Florida, you know what I'm talking about. I want to, of course, go out to our first break, and when we come back, we're going to have more Vanilla Fudge, and we're going to have more Mark Stein. We'll be back right after this message.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet, with more than 300,000 online listeners. 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN. Your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit. You are listening to the East Coast Music Scene with your hosts, Bubba Mack and Kevin King, on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Now back to today's show.
Another lovely day in South Florida. I'm John Hollis, and you're East Coast Music Scene bound. You're listening to us on WNN 1470 AM. I want to, of course, thank you for listening. And if you're listening on any of the streamers on WNN 1470 AM streamer, or the streamer at therockersandrecovery.com, or any of the other streamers, East Coast Music Scene, and any of those streamers that are out there, welcome to the show. Mark Stein, of course, with Vanilla Fudge, the founder of Vanilla Fudge, is with us today. Mark, Dazed and Confused. Just started out with that as we came back.
Right.
And you guys are getting ready to do the Zep Fest 2011. What's going on with that?
Yeah, 2011 Zep Fest. If anybody's in Washington, D.C., Memorial Day weekend, it's going to be a fantastic three-day event. And some of the original Yardbirds are going to be there, and Vanilla Fudge is going to be there, and featured speakers. And, you know, certainly it's appropriate that we are there because in 1968, when Jimmy Page left the Yardbirds, he formed a band called Led Zeppelin.
Mm-hmm.
And it was right in the middle of our madness on our heyday. And we were the headliners, and we invited them on the tour. They actually opened for Vanilla Fudge for the first time in 1968.
Wow.
In the Northwest. And actually the first two tours, you know, with Led Zeppelin toured with Vanilla Fudge. And, you know, we developed a wonderful camaraderie and saw them develop as kids, and you know, at one point I realized that they were going to go on to be, well, at the time, like I told their wives and girlfriends who were on the road on the second tour, that they were going to be actually bigger than the Cream, who at the time were the biggest, you know, arena draw.
Correct.
And, oh, no, don't say that, that's crazy, but yes, you watch and see, but, you know, and ultimately they became the biggest rock and roll band in the world, and it was great to see the development. And, you know, we still remain friends today, but that's why we're doing Zep Fest, because of the history that we have together.
Let's talk a little bit about your history. Let's talk about where it all began for you. Where, I mean, I'm sure you didn't come out, you know, composing. So when did you make a decision that music was going to be a part of your life?
I made a decision when I was 4 years old.
Wow. Close to coming out.
Yeah, I mean, I had to give it a few years.
So. Yeah.
But it's all, I mean, I want to talk about my book, which we'll talk about in the future, called You Keep Me Hanging On, The Raging Story of Rock Music's Golden Age. And it's a true history of rock. And my co-writer is Larry Schweikart, who had the number one New York Times bestselling book, A Patriot's History of the United States, just last year.
So we kind of hooked up by fate and collaborated on the History of Rock Integrator with My Life Story and the story of classic rock.
Wow.
So it starts when I was pretty much 4 years old, and it spans like five decades.
When you look at the music itself, and if you were 4 years old, you were listening to, of course...
Joe Stafford, You Belong to Me.
Wow.
Singing it, you know, in front of my brick apartment house, 25th Street in Bayonne, New Jersey. See the pyramids along the Nile, you know, while wide-eyed neighbors looked on in amazement, as the book says, as he wrote. So...
When in that whole era, because you were in that 50s era, you were growing up in that 50s era, and you were growing up in the greasers, and you were growing up around all of that, correct?
Oh, what an amazing era. The last age of the innocence.
Mm.
You know, T-shirts, slick back hair, Camel cigarettes up in the, packed up in the, you know, in the upper tut of the bicep,
mm-hmm.
you know, rolled up, you know, hitters, Mr. Cool, rock and roll,
yeah.
fast cars. You know,
and you look at where we're at today. I mean, you look at that age of innocence and where we're at today, and so much has changed, and so many things technically have changed, and just life has changed. You know, I lost my father in December, and he came from that era.
I'm sorry to hear that.
But you know, something the good news is that I was taught by him some values and morals and respect and dignity, and different things came out of that. You know, it's a difficult thing to. You have to pass it on to the generation, saying you got to fight him about it. Now, he probably had to fight me too.
Yeah.
But now I'm in his position. So, have you seen that big of a change over five decades, as far as dealing with people and just being out there in the community as a whole?
Well, I just again, that was an innocent time when you know, when moms and dads, you know, raised families. The dad went to work. Worked hard, came home, you know, yada, yada, supported the family. I mean, it's the same today, of course, but I think technology, you know, the birth of technology made such a difference. You know, today kids, you know, spend a lot of time, you know, in front of computer screens all day instead of going out and playing stickball, you know, and keeping themselves physically fit. I think that's one thing I've seen that's, you know, like it's real important, right?
Mm, absolutely.
So,
well, and I think that the obesity, and you start looking at all of those things.
That's a big factor. Obesity is like a huge, huge problem in the young society today, and I think a significant part of it is because we spend too much time in front of that computer and online all the time instead of being out and exercising.
Yeah, I mean, we used to run through the woods and, you know beat sticks against a tree, anything, you know,
yeah.
to you know, expand our minds.
Yeah, I mean, and it wasn't, you know, like, there was no cell phones. There was no, you know, instant communication.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your mom knew you'd be home for dinner after being out all day playing with your scooters or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, I love the fact that you're a straight shooter. You don't, you know, play no games. You can already see it when you came in the door. Never meeting you before, you could see that you're all about shooting it straight. And where do you feel that the music industry is today? And what are some of the things that you'd like to do with the music industry today that you didn't necessarily have back then?
I'm confused by it.
Mm.
You know, I mean, every day it's changing. Technology is coming so fast. I'm I don't know. I don't know if I'm really a fan or not of this file sharing thing.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it just, to me, it's like legal piracy.
Okay.
It all started, I guess, with the famous Napster situation, you know. And it just growed into this multi gazillion dollar trip that's going on. You know, I mean, artists come out, they want their songs and records to be bought, and they, you know, they want that appreciated that way. And to have everything for free all the time, kind of bothers me, you know.
Well, shit, I mean, you're the guy that's putting it together, and you're the guy spending your time producing it and formulating that music and putting it on digital or putting it on, you know, CD, it should bother you.
Right, it does. And again, I just love being able to do a promotional tour, do an in-store, they called it,
mm-hmm.
signing autographs after you do a show or mm-hmm. go to a local radio station, you know, and do an interview and you promote yourself that way. I mean, it's still happening now. We're doing it right now. But the dynamics are so changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really don't understand it all yet. So I'm still discovering it myself.
I think over time what will happen is I think that everybody will start to get into the digital age, And I think there's going to be some barriers and buffers put up that aren't necessarily there now. And I think it's going to take some time because the digital age just exploded. And once that happened, we had an issue with being able to really control what was going on in the industry. So now you have to put those parameters up. And how do you do that? And how do you make sure it happens? How do you make sure that people are filing all that? So that more will be revealed. But, you know, looking back in history, I need to say that when you start looking at, you know, the fact that, you know, bands like Yes, The Who, Deep Purple, and many others have credited Vanilla Fudge with having a profound effect on their music and, of course, the music of the 60s, that says a huge statements and volumes for what you have forged. And, you know, the community is grateful. You can see that.
It still blows my mind because it's all documented and it's all true. I mean, you know, Deep Purple used to come and see us in England when we first, you know, did our first European tour, and they were blown away by our arrangements, and they said that's what they want to do. We want to be the English Vanilla Fudge, which they became and said they became, and of course they did it in a different way, but you can definitely hear it in their music. You know, Yes, with their elaborate arrangements, you know, we forged that path, and they took it to a whole level with synthesizers and vocals, you know, an amazingly talented bunch of guys. Even Led Zeppelin, you know, it's documented, said that they were pretty impressed by our, you know, vocal and arrangements, you know, performances live, and it rubbed off on them. And when they first started out, I used to tell Robert Plant to move a little more on stage, and Jimmy Page said, you know, you got to, you know, get a little bigger amps. You know, I mean, it's really true. I know it sounds insane, but it's that really happened. And they actually did start moving more on stage. And it just, you know, again, it happened really quick for them when it did happen.
It's amazing. That era, I mean, what was it like, you know, for, you know, the back scenes of that? I mean, because you hear all the stories. But, you know, when you hear it firsthand, I mean, was the insanity raging like, you know, they talked about back in the day? I mean, because there was always, you know, but you had two generations, and it was the, you know, the end of that innocent generation, beginning of the 60s generation, and everybody had a mixed bag of opinions on the changes that were happening back then. So in your opinion, was it just people being more free and understanding where they were going and just kind of making different choices than they were in that generation of innocence? What was it like back then on the back end of everything? I mean, was it, you know, intense, or what was it like?
You're talking about when music became like really,
yeah,
really creative,
oh,
early,
yeah,
60s?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, it was just a total time of eclecticism. I mean, you know, whatever you did was accepted. Later on, when corporate rock took over, everything had to sound a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
It had to, you know, bands all had to kind of pretty much sound the same, you know, like
cookie
heavy
cutter.
Metal bands, right? Like cookie,
yeah,
cutter, right?
Yeah.
But back in those days, like, there was times when Vanilla Fudge would be on stage with a jazz band, like the Charles Lloyd Quartet in San Francisco. You know, there'd be blues bands, there'd be, you know, hard rock bands, and there'd be jazz bands all playing on the same show. So people would get really whacked and, you know, laid back and smoke a lot of marijuana in those days and were treated to, you know, a real combination of some pretty cool creativity.
Do you think that over the years, you know, and when you look at the overall profound experience by drugs and by alcohol and all the things that were taking place back then, a lot of people have slowed down with that over the years and a lot of people have gone in different directions. But that was part of the era back then.
That was the culture.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was stoned.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody was stoned on speed, pot, acid, or, you know, combined with alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
That was it. That's how you existed, you know.
Mm-hmm. And do you see that, I mean, with the people that you know and that are still in your life, and you have a lot of people in the music industry,
right,
still in your life, that's changed a lot.
Well, we survived it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we survived it. I had a problem when I was, you know, a kid in the late,
mm-hmm,
60s, you know, honestly. Smoked a lot of pot, drank a lot, and I had a problem with amphetamines and speed. You know,
mm-hmm,
it all started. I got addicted because I wanted to keep my weight down, and all,
mm-hmm,
of a sudden I enjoyed the high. So I wanted to always feel that up feeling all the time, and being on the road and needing all that energy all the time, and that madness that I went through. That was it. And then it was my wife, Patty, that
helped me get off that around 1970. So
wow. Well, if you look back through the history, I mean, if you look back at Cream and you look back now what you're telling us, and you look back through all of those bands, even the Who and all of that, they were all big speed people. I mean,
everybody.
You know, everybody was eating it. Yeah.
Everybody.
So the overall understanding is that you grew out of that and you moved forward with your life and you've done some remarkable things and helped a lot of people in the music industry. And the things that I have read is that you've gone on to produce other folks and do other productions, and that's really cool stuff. You were also part of, which was pretty amazing, Rockin' the Wall, which if you could tell me a little bit about that, that would be great.
Yeah, in fact, I got a copy of the DVD right here. It's Rockin' the Wall is a documentary based on the best-selling book, Seven Events That Made America America, that's written by Larry Schweikart. And it features interviews with witnesses from behind the Iron Curtain whose lives ultimately were changed and often challenged by rock. And, you know, it's got original new music and new performances of some classic, you know, rock artists in its most powerful mediums in the soundtrack. You know, from the first notes, Rockin' the Wall, you know, it doesn't let up until the wall actually comes down. But it's a really interesting documentary. And it's amazing how rock music, rock and roll music, had such a effect on the fall of communism in its own way.
Mm. Well, there was lots of things that led up to it concert-wise, too. You know, some of the bands we just had on a couple of weeks ago, Liberty DeVito.
Yeah.
And Liberty was talking about being over there playing the concerts that, you know, led up to the wall coming down. So you're absolutely right. There's a lot of stuff that led up to that. I am going to have to go out to a break. If you're listening right now, I want you to go to mark-stein.com and check out some of the things that Mark has been doing. Great guy, great stuff. We'll be back right after this message.
Been dazed and confused for so long, it's not true. Once in a woman, never bargained for you. Lots of people talking, few of them know the soul of a woman.
It's the hottest new addiction recovery mega community on the web. Rockers in Recovery. Music, news, interviews, events, and festivals with an insider's angle to the rock and roll industry. All backed up by artists who are in recovery and support recovery. Featuring dozens of rock legends like former Joan Jett and the Blackhearts lead guitarist Ricky Bird, Richie Supa of Aerosmith, and tons more. It's a worldwide music and media festival at your fingertips. Get inside the rock and roll recovery scene with a click of your mouse. Click rockersinrecovery.com. That's rockersinrecovery.com.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
My name is John Hollis, and of course I'm with Holistic Lifestyles Radio, and we want to talk about Crossroads of Antigua, helping people take the first step towards change. Do you know somebody struggling with addiction to alcohol, prescription medication, or other drugs? Crossroads Center of Antigua provides comprehensive detoxification, treatment, and continuing care services within a holistic body, mind, and spirit approach to recovery. Founded by Mr. Clapton, Eric Clapton, Crossroads Center is recognized as one of the top 10 international programs for addiction services. Crossroads provides quality, affordable care for individuals and their families. Call now for a free, confidential assessment and speak with one of course, their admission counselors. Give them a call at 877-318-8834 or check out the website at crossroadsantigua.org. And remember, recovery is possible and is often life-saving.
You are listening to the East Coast Music Scene with your hosts, Bubba Mack and Kevin King on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Now back to today's show.
Down the Walls, what's that all about?
Well, it's a song called Break It Down from the Rock and the Wall soundtrack,
mm-hmm.
about rock's influence on, you know, getting that communism to fade away real quick when it did. Break It Down is about the people that were, you know, that were under the communist rule for decades behind, you know, the Iron Curtain, behind the wall before it fell. So it talks about decades. You know, just let's get that thing to break it down, break it down, break that wall down. You got to, you know, listen to the tune a little bit and get the flavor of it.
Well, you can actually go to iTunes and find any of this, correct?
You can go on iTunes and download it. And there's four songs that I wrote and arranged to produce for the film. So go check it out.
I'm sitting one night. I don't know. Anybody that knows me knows I get like these ice cream attacks at about 3 o'clock in the morning. You can understand?
Okay. Call me. I'm up doing the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Very good. So I'm eating my ice cream one morning, and I happen to put on PBS, and there you are. And, you know, Eating ice cream and playing some 60s My Generation.
Right.
So how was that for you? Was that like a big flashback for you?
That was great. That was a lot of fun. I had an opportunity to do the show with a lot of great artists from that era. And I did it with, actually, that was myself and Vinnie Martell, and it was two great players from Southern Florida right here. Steve Argy on bass, who's played with the big man, Clarence Clemons, and Jimmy Jack Tamburo, one of my favorite drummers from the era. So they were the rhythm section on that.
Amazing. The overall vibe of going through that and experiencing all of that again, because you're listening to the music, you're playing the music, you're getting involved with it, must have been a huge feeling of gratitude for you that you've made it through all those things. You're still here with us today, and you still get to carry that on. And we were talking at the break about bringing this to the next generations and having the next generations understand the music.
I love it because when we just finished a cool tour in the Northeast, small venues, but we're headlining, and it was amazing. They were all sold out. And the baby boomers, they come, and they're loving the band. And I'm loving the band. We're sounding great, I got to tell you.
Mm.
I mean, I'm real, real excited about the way we're sounding and feeling on stage right now. We're doing the entire first album, and then we're doing Days of Confused from the Zeppelin thing. We're doing some really far-out solos. And the people are loving it. They're loving the power and dynamics of the band. So the baby boomers are coming, and they're bringing their kids to see the classic psychedelic rock thing. And what I love about it, they're signing autographs, you know, for all these people at the merch, and they're bringing their kids and seeing the glow on their faces
experiencing what their parents are raving about while they were growing up. So that really does it for me, you know, living it all again.
Yeah, and that, Chad, and seeing the smile on the new generation.
Oh, yeah.
And I was talking, I got a 12-year-old that can, you know, name artists from back then like yourself. I mean, to hear that is a cool thing because you know the music isn't being lost.
Right, exactly.
One of the things you're going to, and I guess you've been at B.B. King's place already, right?
Yeah, we just played B.B. King's in New York City, and it was an incredible night. Yeah. They were turning people away, and it just feels really good.
Well, and you have some things coming up. Of course, you got the Zap Fest, and that's Memorial Day weekend.
Right, Washington, D.C.
And then you have Wolf's Den, and you have Irvington Town Hall Theater. Is that correct?
Right, the Irvington Theater, and then the Mohegan Sun, that is, the Wolf's Den,
right,
in May.
Okay, so where are they located? Exactly, where are they located? The
Mohegan Sun is a real popular casino in Connecticut.
Okay, okay.
And where is it? The Irvington Theater is in New York.
Okay, all right, so
you can go online, go to IrvingtonTheater.com, you can check it out. That's one thing that's amazing about technology.
Yeah.
Where am I? How old am I? What am I doing? I'm lost. Don't worry about it, just bing, bang, boom, you know.
Go to your Facebook calendar.
Just Google it, Google anxiety, Google anything, you know. It's pretty amazing.
It is amazing.
You know.
When you can also, again, if you're out there right now and you want to find out more information on any upcoming concerts that Mark is doing with Vanilla Fudge, you can go to mark-stein.com, and all of the information's right there, all of the, of course, concert dates, all of that stuff. There's also, the Jimmy Fallon show is there, too. You can see a little bit of information about
that.
Yeah,
you got to check that out.
It's a really cool show. I actually listened to some of it. It was really, really
good. He's a great guy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he loved the band. I mean, the people are great. Everybody, the staff, the cameraman, everybody was like totally top of the line, wonderful. And I got to start learning a little bit of Polish because we're doing a big concert in Poland also in August.
Really?
So if anybody wants to meet us over there outside of Warsaw, it's going to be pretty cool.
He needs a translator.
Yeah, I need to learn a few words, you know.
Well, hello. And where's the bathroom are always helpful to me.
Right. I know it's not going to be Donde es el baño this time, you know. Right? It's going to be a little different than that.
So one of the end results here, of course, today at East Coast Music Scene, if you're listening live right now, Mark Stein from Vanilla Fudge is with us. And what a great show it's been so far. And thinking about your future right now, and it's cool to have like a future. As you know, at any age, we all have a future. And where do you see this thing going over? Do you see it just, you know, a smaller type thing, or are you looking to do something huge with it?
We're looking to do something huge with it. We're looking to keep the momentum going. At the moment, working on some pretty cool possibilities that might get us on some really major tours. The main thing is that the band sounds great. And the more people come, that they're realizing that we're still loving what we're doing. We, you know, it's just a lot of energy, and it feels real good. I mean, I feel really young on stage, as the band does. And
well, all I know is this.
It's a teenage thing, man. Teenage volume, you know?
All I know is this, is that when you came walking in the door, you look younger than I do, and I was born in 66, so that'll tell you something, folks. It's unbelievable. You look great, man.
Well, I appreciate that.
You really do.
I turned the big 4-0 just last month.
Hey, good job.
I'm kidding. I am really the original cat. I got two wonderful grandchildren, Melody and Christopher, who have a stage in their house in Stewart. The little stage was built for them, and they're rocking out on drums and keyboards already at 3.5 and 5.5 years old.
Wow.
Which kind of reminds me of what I did, you know. I used to go to my Uncle Willie's house in Bayonne, New Jersey, and pick out one thing of melodies on his console piano while he went to dinner. And that's really how the whole damn thing started. You know?
And here we are, and generations later, your grandchildren. Did any of your children get bit by the musical bug?
Rich, you know what? Rich didn't. You know, he was more into athleticism. He was into sports. You know why? Because he went to all the rock events growing up, and he got so used to it. He just,
second nature.
Yeah, I mean, just like when he met Rod Stewart. I was playing a gig when I was touring with Dave Mason, and we went into Cherokee Studios, and you know, he never forgot that, actually, Rod. He was about 7 years old, was he, Patty?
Yeah.
He walked into the studio, and Rod was there recording, you know, one of his albums. It was, what is it, 1979, right? And Rod goes, I hope, you know, hope he's not going to jump up on the studio and screw up all the controls. I said, Rod, don't worry about it. He's a controlled kid, you know. He told me years later that, why don't you like Rod Stewart? He's a great singer, great song. And he told me secretly he lived with that for 25 years.
Wow.
I said, why didn't you tell me that years ago?
Wow.
You know, I mean, he was just paranoid. He didn't mean anything personal. He was just afraid that, you know, kids, as a rule, just can't, you know, just start jumping up on the console and who knows what, you know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's amazing that he held that. And yeah. You know, and then it comes out. It's funny what kids will hold. I mean,
yeah.
And us being big kids now,
right.
I'm sure we held our own garbage for years.
Yeah.
You know, so you get to experience life now through your son and through his children. And you get to experience life now through new fans that are coming up. So it's like being rebirthed.
Reborn all over again. Absolutely.
So this is so cool for you.
It's very cool. I'm living it all again. I'm filled with energy. I feel wonderful. I'm ready to rock, you know. I mean, I get tired. My body gets tired because we put out a tremendous amount of energy and adrenaline keeps us going.
Well, I was going to ask you that.
Yeah.
That was my next question. I was reading a documentary and listening to a documentary not too long ago with another band that did a reunion tour back in 2005, and it was three guys, and they all said the same thing. They all had a kind of like, because of the age difference,
yeah.
They really had to regroup and really focus on, you know, the stamina end of it and making sure that they could go the distance and, you know, not, you know, fall out.
Right. It's the adrenaline that keeps you going, mm-hmm. You know?
How do you feel afterwards? I mean, I'm sure you're like jello afterwards.
Afterwards, I'm just so serene.
Mm.
It's just like an incredible calm.
Mm. See, this is when you look at the music, even back then, and music to me today, I mean, and music in my life is just all about that. It's a meditation aspect of it for me. Mm-hmm. Even though I don't play, the music is a huge part of my life to the point where, you know, when I'm having a bad moment, for me to throw on a CD, kick back, breathe, and just get out of myself in the music is, I think, what you guys had intentioned all along.
Well, it's all about the emotion. It's all about the creativity. It's all about why the good Lord put us here, you know. That's what it's all about for me, and I just really believe that. And for us to do that and move people, and for me to read emails on Facebook and my private emails and on my website, generations of people from all over the planet telling me how I and my band influenced them, their parents and them in turn, just kind of proves that to me. So.
And the touch, I mean, the spiritual touch of that, because there is a spiritual aspect to this. That you know, spiritually, if you're putting out good energy, spiritually, good energy is going to come back to you. And now you're getting it. You've sowed and harvested that great energy coming back to you in your later years.
Right. You reap what you sow.
Mm-hmm.
And you sow what you reap.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
So
what do you think any plans for any new music?
You know, we're always coming up with new arrangements, and I'm always writing new songs. We're always trying to find a forum, you know, to get that out there. Again, there's so many aspects in the high-tech world, ways to communicate. I'm still discovering it. Actually, what I'm trying to do is get myself and the band hooked up with one of the modern artists of our era, in a way that Aerosmith hooked up with Run-DMC when they broke that barrier when rap came out, you know, and they had that fabulous video.
Mm-hmm.
At the time,
Walk
This Way, you know. Mm-hmm. Frankly, Aerosmith was, you know, big and known, but they were in a dormant stage at the time. But when they did that, it crossed them over into the modern era. I'm trying to find a way to get Vanilla Fudge yet to still do that. So I'm kind of communicating with some people that are hooked up with Rihanna and Jay-Z, believe it or not. I can't bust any bubbles and tell anything right now about it, but I'm kind of working on some things, you know. And don't be surprised if we cross over into the modern era on that level. So
I also want to formally announce today that, you know, he's got some surprise things coming up here within a month or so. And we're going to have you back.
Great.
And you release that.
Yes.
And we will talk about it. We will, you know, go through it right here on the air. And
3.5 years in the making.
Well, we're going to talk more about it. You stay tuned because, of course, Mark is going to be back with us. And Mark Stein of Vanilla Fudge, it's been a pleasure having you here. You've been listening to the East Coast music scene. And what I'm going to suggest at this point is that we go out with Keep Me Hanging On. And you can play that. Joe, why don't you play that all the way through? Because I know if anybody's out there and they don't want to hear that after hearing this show, go back underneath that rock. Have a great day. East Coast music scene, loved having you. Check us out, rockersinrecovery.com, holisticlifestylesradio.com, and East Coast music scene. We'll be back tomorrow, 2 o'clock. And we got a rebroadcast of this show tonight at 10.
Thank you for listening to the East Coast Music Scene with your hosts, Bubba Mack and Kevin King on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Join us every week for the inside story on blues, soul, and classic rock. The opinions expressed on this sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
I raised a good life, tall and success. That's all I need.
The preceding program is a Rockers in Recovery radio production. Rights to this program are the sole rights of Rockers in Recovery Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of this program in any form without express written consent is prohibited. The First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach has been part of the 12-step community for 14 years, and they've helped thousands of people to recover from addiction and the issues surrounding addiction. First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach is a sober living community built on the 12-step approach. Male or female, you can learn to be responsible again. Their 3 to 6 month intensive sober living house features a compassionate and structured program, and they work with attorneys and the courts. Call the First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach today, 954-942-7414. That's 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com. Remember, if the elevator to your success is broken, you must take the step. Take the first step today by calling First Step Sober House of Pompano Beach, 954-942-7414. Or go online to firststepsoberhouse.com.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms. More than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN. Your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, prime time national during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
We are here with my good friend, financial advisor Bob Reich from MetLife. Bob,
let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877 866-846-6488, and let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. WWMA, Pompano Beach.
AM 1470, with even more information you can use. If your car is becoming more of a pain than a joy to drive, then you've come to the right place. Join Alan the Auto Man every Sunday morning at 8. Call in live with your car questions. It's Alan the Auto Man every Sunday morning at 8, only on AM 1470 WNN. AM 1470 WNN is now the Health and Wealth Network, featuring more of the information you're looking for. Join us for the best health programs every day. Then, in late afternoons and evenings, tune in for more information for your financial success. Only on AM 1470 WNN, South Florida's all-new Health and Wealth Network.
MCFI, medical calcium from Ireland, is a granulated natural calcium source produced from mineralized seaweed. This seaweed is harvested from the seabed off the west coast of Ireland from the clear, pollution-free, mineral-rich waters of the Atlantic Ocean. The major components of MCFI are calcium, magnesium, boron, and selenium. The harvested seaweed is extensively washed, dried, and finely ground in order to produce the MCFI. MCFI has all of the physical and chemical properties which make it one of the purest and most bioavailable calcium supplements in the world today. MCFI is supplied in capsules of 250 milligram medical-grade calcium, which contain 100 IU of vitamin D3. This combination of calcium, magnesium, boron, selenium, and vitamin D3 allows for a maximum absorption of calcium. It's clinically proven, and it's Europe's most proven calcium. MCFI is available at Barry's Vitamins and Herbs. Call 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070.
Bowel disease, birth defects, cancer, diverticulitis. What do they have in common? These are all reasons you might have an ostomy. And you probably already know what a challenge it can be to find ostomy supplies. And it's even harder to find knowledgeable, caring people to serve you. Fortunately, right here in South Florida, we have the premier professionals just moments away, Ostomy Inc. Ostomy Inc. is located in Margate, and they've been in business for over 20 years. They provide all types of ostomy pouches, skin barriers, deodorants, and accessories. Plus, they're the largest supplier of ostomy supplies in the southeastern United States, so you can count on the best prices. More importantly, Ostomy Inc. has a full staff of nurses and medical professionals on site, always available to answer your questions and address your concerns. And they're proud to announce their 2010 Medicare accreditation through the Joint Commission with another perfect score. Let Ostomy Inc. give you the peace of mind and expert knowledge you're looking for. Most major insurance plans accepted. Ostomy Inc., located at 5420 West Atlantic Boulevard in Market, just east of 441. Call them at 954-975-8004. That's 954-975-8004. Ostomy Inc., making your life easier. 954-975-8004. And tell them you heard about it on Barry's Supplement Hour. The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to Barry's Supplement Hour, brought to you by Barry's Vitamins and Herbs, located at 3551 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. For nearly a decade, Barry's Vitamins has been one of the nation's premier formulators and manufacturers of today's most innovative nutraceuticals. If you have questions about today's show, please call 561-368-2070. The toll-free order line is 888-888-8022. And now, today's edition of Barry's Supplement Hour.
Well, good morning, folks, and welcome to Barry's Supplement Hour. My name is Dr. Barry Nevins. I am NMD, graduate of the USAT College of Medicine, and we are proud to bring you the show every day at 11 o'clock, station 1470, but do remember on Tuesdays, it is 12 o'clock, and I have my son usually filling in for me because I'm so busy, but it's raining today, and that gives a little break, and we could sure use one here. We certainly need the rain in Florida, so let's be thankful that we have it. and we're not going to worry about it at all. We are here to help you, to educate you and train you so that you can make your own decisions about your health. It's very simple. You can go to a medical doctor and listen to what they say, do whatever they tell you blindly, like a lemming, or you could do your own research and come to Barry's Vitamins and learn. We're not going to tell you don't do medical treatment. That's not in our purview. We would never say that to you. I would certainly hope that you have enough brains and intelligence to glean what is important to you for your health and for your safety and for your longevity. Before I get started today, and I'm going to be talking about resveratrol in depth, unless my son comes in and interrupts me, I'm going to do that because we have the only resveratrol that's going to make a difference in your life, and it can make such a profound difference. And I'm going to spend a lot of time on it today because it is anti-aging, anti-cancer, correct weight balance for you. I have to draw a winner. We always have a, once a week we give away a gift certificate to the wonderful Tropical Acres Steakhouse down in Davie, right off 95, Griffin Road. You get off, go west about a couple blocks, and there it is. They're very large, and the food is excellent. We've had a lot of people come back and say it's been terrific. So I'm going to pull out this drawing. When you come here and buy anything, or even if you do it through the mail, make sure you tell Joanna to enter you in the drawing. We'll be happy to do it for you. All right, hold on 1 second while I stir this pot up, and we'll give you the winner in a second. All right, let me see. I hope I can read. Rick Hedlund, I guess, H-E-D-L-U-N-D. We have his phone number, so we'll be calling him. But, Rick, if you're listening, give us a call. You've won, I don't even know until I draw that, either a $50 or a $75 gift certificate to Tropical Acres Restaurant. You, two of you can eat there for the $50 one. It's just amazing. So let's get started with something that I think is so important for you, and something that can make such a profound difference in the way you live, both the quality of life and, again, the longevity that you may have. Now, we all know that longevity is based upon many, many situations. We Jewish people believe that there's nothing you can do about your longevity, that it's all in the book. I think most people believe that God has a plan for all of us, and we die when we're supposed to die. But God also gives us the ability to have free will to go out and find things that will bring you to when the book says you will die in a better state. And I found out over the years that resveratrol is probably one of the most important structures ever found in the realm of medicine and nature. You know, a few years ago, if you remember, there were sensational reports of a miracle molecule found in wine, and it flooded everywhere. Imagine finally there was a magic pill that could keep us young and healthy and extend our lives for decades. That's right. You and I were all heard about what's called the French paradox, and how the French could just indulge in fat-drenched diets and sit in their cafes all day smoking cigarettes until it was time for America to save their bacon again. This phenomenon was explained by a compound in wine enjoyed by the French as they drank themselves into a socialistic stupor. Popular shows like 60 Minutes and celebrity hosts like Barbara Walters and many of the daytime shows that we all watched, If You Don't Work, with their celebrity doctors. As an example, a show where Dr. Oz declared that he was in on it too, resveratrol. Most of you know the word resveratrol because it was a media frenzy. And prestigious institutes like the Mayo Clinic and Harvard University, they were cited to back up claims normally considered to be too good to be true. And quotes like this from the September 18, 2003 edition of the Harvard University Gazette fueled the excitement about resveratrol. And they said back in 2003, if resveratrol and related molecules are found to work as well in humans, we could gain extra years of healthy life without starving for them. And our mainstream media hailed resveratrol as a nutrient that triggers the longevity gene, and it called it the most phenomenal discovery since antibiotics. And people bought resveratrol supplements with the hope of slowing and even reversing the aging process, reducing cholesterol, promoting optimal heart health, boosting our energy levels, and, yes, achieving peak performance. We even hoped it would enhance memory, our cognitive function, and perhaps even help our diabetes, balancing our blood sugar levels. And unfortunately, these products have fallen short of our dreams and the promises that we have. Not because the benefits linked to resveratrol were false. They were true. Because some people, most of you, have been sold products with inferior raw materials, with resveratrol, with little or no bioavailability, and therefore no effect until now. Until now, right now. There has been what I would call a quantum leap in nutraceutical science. I believe that you folks out there and myself can turn back the biological clock and live a long and vital life and overcome 21st century plagues threatening us at every turn. Your tomato's red color come from it. So does the green color of broccoli and the dark blue of your berries and the deep blue purple of your grapes. The vibrant colors you find in nature, green, rose, crimson, gold, lavender, cobalt blue, are generated by nature's most powerful force. Phytochemicals. They are produced by plants for their defense and generate the rich colors that instinctively catch your eye as a secondary effect. And research has given and continues to provide us and researchers like myself and my son more insights on how these protective and healing compounds are transferred to humans. When a plant is threatened by the elements, radiation, fungus, parasites, bacteria, they protect ourselves by generating what's called phytoxylins, and research identified resveratrol as a phytoxylin with a unique property for promoting health and prolonging life. Clinical studies have shown that trans resveratrol may help protect us from a spectrum, a wide spectrum, folks, of diseases and slow down, if not reverse, the aging process. Clinical studies have shown that trans resveratrol can help lower cholesterol and prevent heart disease. Other studies have shown it's great for treating type 2 diabetes and Alzheimer's disease. It may help reduce cataract formation and the risk of certain cancers. By the way, there are more studies that we have that have shown it may increase bone density, negating the harmful effects of high-fat diets and even promoting weight loss. Trans resveratrol's life-extending properties have been studied by scientific and medical institutions and universities and private labs worldwide. And scientists have singled out trans resveratrol as a phytochemical with a fascinating spectrum of pharmacologic properties. The biological effects of trans resveratrol under controlled conditions has been shown to help reduce the suffering that comes from old age and disease, and in some cases can even eliminate both of those. Life begins
and ends within ourselves. In each cell is a microscopic universe with DNA as its nucleus. Oh, I have so much to tell you about this, and the most important thing at the end is why the one that we manufacture, Resveridex, is the only one that could bring you these wonderful properties we're talking about. I'm going to take a break. When I come back, I'm going to tell you about a great restaurant, and then I'm going to continue on with our little lesson about resveratrol. We'll be right back. I'm Dr. Barry Nevin for Barry's Vitamins and Herbs.
Feeling your age or just want to feel young again? The original GH3 is here. That's right, the original GH3 is here. It's not a phony pill, that's a precursor, but it's the real GH3. The Anna Aslan formula from Romania calls for 2% procaine hydrochloride, and that's the original anti-aging formula. Barry's GH3 formula is manufactured in the USA, and it is the real GH3. So if you don't want to travel to Romania to get GH3, and you want to feel young again, call Barry's Vitamins and Herbs at 1-888-888-8022 and let us remind you that the original GH3 favorably affects all cells and systems of the body. It has positive effects on the heart, skin, nails, tissues, memory function, mood, energy, eyesight, and is also a very powerful weapon against stress and much, much more. So to feel great, get GH3 from Barry's Vitamins and Herbs at 1-888-888-8022. Again, that's 1-888-888-8022. It's only $75 for a 3-month supply.
The benefits of green tea have been documented in thousands of medical and scientific journals. There's a plethora of studies which show the potential benefits of green tea in relation to many types of cancer, weight control, nerve damage, Alzheimer's, osteoporosis, and many other major health problems. In order to reap the full benefits of green tea, one would have to drink at least 10 cups of authentic green tea a day to get the proper amount of the active therapeutic ingredients called polyphenols. There are numerous polyphenols in green tea, but the one with the highest concentration as well as the most powerful disease-fighting polyphenol is EGCG. Green tea power drops have the highest concentration of polyphenols on the market, 98%, with 50% of these being EGCG. One dropper full in water equals the same therapeutic dose of the disease-fighting polyphenols as 10 cups of authentic green tea. Green tea power drops are sweetened with xylitol. Xylitol fights cavities and promotes good oral hygiene. Green tea power drops are available at Barry's Vitamins and Herbs. Call 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070.
You are listening to Barry's Supplement Hour, brought to you by Barry's Vitamins and Herbs, located at 3551 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. If you have questions about today's program, please call the store at 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070. The toll-free order line is 888-888-8022. That's 888-888-8022. Or go online to barrysvitamins.com. That's barrysvitamins.com. And now, more of Barry's Supplement Hour.
Okay, folks, we're back. I'm Dr. Barry Nevins, NMD, and I'm here to help you, teach you, and educate you. Today we're talking about resveratrol, and I'm sure you've heard it on many different shows. All I'm doing is giving you in-depth what it really does for you. And at the end of my little teaching lesson here, I'm going to explain to you why the one we manufacture is so different and why it truly is the only one that can make a difference in your life the way that we're talking about. So remember, life begins and ends within ourselves. It's a microscopic universe with DNA as its basis. And within intertwined strands of DNA resides a secret to life and death. DNA is composed of thousands of genes controlling inner cell activity critical to your health and your longevity. You know, before I start this, I want to tell you about a restaurant, because once in a while I find a restaurant that is so different and so good, I wanted you all to hear about it. I don't know, most of our listeners know Mamma Mia's restaurant up in on what is that? That's Military Trail and Woolbright. Military Trail and Woolbright, right on the corner there. And if you want to eat an Italian restaurant other than right next door here, and it's so convenient for you to come to Romano's, the food is great there also, I would suggest you go to Mamma Mia just for an experience, because it's probably one of the most reasonable priced places around. I have never, ever had a bad meal there. It is just wonderful. Soup, salad, and a main course, big enough where you cannot help taking food home. It is a very unique place, and the service is great. If you're lucky, you get Sarah up there, fabulous waitress, just fabulous. She looks almost like punk with the crazy glasses on and stuff, but a great, great waitress. I think all of you should try it. And if you don't want to eat soup, they give you a salad so big it could be a main course. And then if you don't want salad, you can get a soup big enough as a main course. And then probably the best pasta fagioli, pasta fagioli, as we said in New York, soup that you could get anywhere. I encourage you, it's on Woolbright and Military Trail. There are a few other around that they own, but try the one on Woolbright and Military Trail. Ask for Sarah to be your waitress, and you'll have a good time. And I promise you'll take food home. And the most expensive thing on the menu is like $22 or $23. It's all, even lamb chops, that kind of price range. So just unbelievable. So go there and have a good time. Think of me when you're eating. Maybe someday somebody out there will take me out to dinner. Anyway, let's get back to what's really important here, and that's the natural cycle of healthy cells replacing dying cells. That gets disrupted by damaged DNA, and degenerative disease fills the void. And as we get older, beneficial genes are deactivated. Genes that induce DNA repair enable insulin uptake of glucose into our cells. They promote our good cholesterol and prevent cells from multiplying out of control and enable DNA repair. But opposite happens. Advancing age has been shown to activate genes that are detrimental to cellular function. Genes that promote harmful bad cholesterol and the excess production of insulin. Too much insulin causes inflammation. It can disrupt normal cell division and prevent what's called apoptosis. That's normal programmed cell death, when our cells are supposed to die of cancer. These genes get turned up. And the search for that magic bullet for reversing the ravages of old age caused by changes in our DNA has led to the discovery of sirtuins. That's right, not twins and not sirtuins, sirtuins. They are the guardian genes for cellular health and longevity, and there are 7 human sirtuins that promote our body's natural defenses against disease and aging. In 2006, in the proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, it was published that the results of researchers from the University of Wisconsin and Madison were productive. They found that sirtuins were linked to human health and longevity and may orchestrate enzyme activity affecting our metabolism. Sirtuins are activated when they are exposed to trans-resveratrol, and that sirtuins somehow slow degeneration and damage nerve cells, and that sirtuins have a positive effect on metabolism controlling insulin secretion. Sirtuins, silent inflammation regulators. They are sensors that play a key role in keeping our metabolic pathways working to boost our stress resistance, reduce inflammation, and enhance endothelial function. They are important for maintaining cell cycle life. The technical term is autophagy, a process responsible for the removal of waste from the cell and maintaining the cycle of cellular regeneration. They also play a key role, sirtuins. Remember, they're activated by resveratrol in a trans form. Thermogenesis, fat burning, ATP, cell energy production, and transcribing DNA into complementary RNA. Sirtuins also help our metabolic and our oxidative stress, and they spark key cellular signal pathways involved in regulating energy generated by mitochondrial activity. The influence of these sirtuins on mitochondrial activity may aid in the reduction of metabolic disorders and other causes of aging. and energy generated by the mitochondria may be the foundation of our longevity. Unfortunately, as we grow older, these beneficial genes weaken and die off. Trans-resveratrol has been identified as the phytochemical that can strengthen and activate human sirtuins for defeating degenerative disease, enhancing cellular regulation, increasing the lifespan of the cell, and regenerating mitochondria. Remember, mitochondria are our power generators. Mitochondria converts food into the energy we need for our cellular function and for life itself. And mitochondria are vital in maintaining the normal cycle of cell growth, division, death, and regeneration. Disruption of this cycle and damage to our mitochondrial DNA can lead to multiple diseases: mitochondrial myopathy, neuropathy, diabetes mellitus, and deafness, just to name a few, folks. Mitochondrial damage has been linked to dementia, mental retardation, gastrointestinal and respiratory disorders, vision and hearing problems, heart, liver, and kidney problems, and stunted growth and learning disabilities. Possibly the cause of Parkinson's and Alzheimer's. Well, it goes on, and you're welcome to go on our website. In a few days, this will be posted up there. We just wrote it now. Trans-resveratrol has been shown to help circulation by reducing blood cell platelet accumulation. The increased blood flow and oxygen throughout the body also keeps skin and complexion smoother and younger looking. Trans-resveratrol has been shown great promise in treating neurodegenerative diseases. Many of you out there go out and buy a bottle that says resveratrol, and it's the CIS form, cis-resveratrol. It is structured differently. It is not stable, and its absorption is virtually nil. And even if you're taking trans-resveratrol, and if you're taking 98% pure resveratrol instead of some wimpy 50% that you find in other products, you are still not getting trans-resveratrol at the levels of bioavailability or potency or bioactivity that you need to make this life-changing impact. And why is that the case then? Why, if you're taking trans-resveratrol, are you having not the best results you should? Number one, because you're taking it orally as a tablet or capsule. When you take trans-resveratrol orally, it is metabolized in the liver before it passes through the small intestine and into your bloodstream. It is transformed from the bioactive-free trans-resveratrol into the less potent resveratrol 3-sulfate and resveratrol 30 glucuronide. Unless you obtain trans-resveratrol that enters your bloodstream as free trans-resveratrol in a form that has the right dosage and potency for life-changing results, you can't, you will not even come close to experience the true benefits that trans-resveratrol offers you. In the future, you out there will take trans-resveratrol as a sublingual product, one that you place under your tongue for at least 1 minute and allow it to become directly absorbed into your bloodstream. And the future I just spoke about is now. We are introducing to you our Resveradex, the most potent, the most bioavailable trans-resveratrol available, protecting and rejuvenating you on the cellular level. I want you to consider that 1.5 milligrams of trans-resveratrol taking sublingually is the equivalent of 250 milligrams of trans-resveratrol orally in the bioactivity available to your body. The Resveradex that we manufacture has 25 milligrams of trans-resveratrol. That means over 4,000 milligrams of bioactive trans-resveratrol. That's more than 4 grams. Do you realize that? This alone takes Resveradex a quantum leap beyond any trans-resveratrol products. But we did not stop there. I want you to know that resveratrol in the Transform is extremely vulnerable to exposure to the sun, artificial lights, and oxygen. So we have added a trump card to the Resveradex formula. I will tell you what that is when we come back from this next break. Hey, this is Dr. Barry Nevins with Barry's Vitamins and Herbs, inviting each and every one of you to come visit me. And do remember, there's never a charge for a consultation here at Barry's, either myself or Dr. Arrieta or any of our staff. You guys stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Heart disease. It's the number one killer in the United States today. Like any muscle in the body, the heart muscle requires a constant supply of oxygen and nutrients, which are carried by the blood. When these arteries become narrowed and clogged by plaque, blood and oxygen cannot flow freely, and that's when heart disease occurs. There is a safe and effective non-surgical therapy for dissolving and removing this existing plaque from the arterial wall. It's called PlaqueOff. PlaqueOff is an advanced oral chelation formula by KB Research Group. It's produced in an FDA-regulated laboratory and made from the highest quality plants from the Himalayas. PlaqueOff works with your body to help remove the toxins that can cause heart disease, and it also serves as a cleansing agent to remove plaque from the vascular walls. When it comes to heart disease, don't take chances. Call Barry's Vitamins and Herbs and the KB Research Group right now for more information about PlaqueOff. Call 368-2070. That's 368-2070.
MCFI, medical calcium from Ireland, is a granulated natural calcium source produced from mineralized seaweed. This seaweed is harvested from the seabed off the west coast of Ireland from the clear, pollution-free, mineral-rich waters of the Atlantic Ocean. The major components of MCFI are calcium, magnesium, boron, and selenium. The harvested seaweed is extensively washed, dried, and finely ground in order to produce the MCFI. MCFI has all of the physical and chemical properties which make it one of the purest and most bioavailable calcium supplements in the world today. MCFI is supplied in capsules of 250 milligram medical-grade calcium, which contain 100 IU of vitamin D3. This combination of calcium, magnesium, boron, selenium, and vitamin D3 allows for a maximum absorption of calcium. It's clinically proven, and is Europe's most proven calcium. MCFI is available at Barry's Vitamins and Herbs. Call 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070.
You are listening to Barry's Supplement Hour, brought to you by Barry's Vitamins and Herbs, located at 3551 North Federal Highway in Boca Raton. If you have questions about today's program, please call the store at 561-368-2070. That's 561-368-2070. The toll-free order line is 888-888-8022. That's 888-888-8022. Or go online to barrysvitamins.com. That's barrysvitamins.com. And now, more of Barry's Supplement Hour.
Okay, folks, we're back. Once again, Dr. Barry Nevins welcoming you to our show. Remember, we're on the air every day at 11 o'clock on station 1470, except Tuesday when it's 12 o'clock. And these shows are replayed at 11 o'clock in the evening on station 740. Saturday, we're on for 2 hours, station 740 and 1470. For 2 hours, go to 740, don't listen to them. That station is a little more powerful, I believe. And you can hear about 2 hours live on Saturday. So we're on a lot. Why are we on a lot? Well, we're manufacturers. We don't need a retail business, but it's what I love to do. I love giving you the information. Probably should have been a teacher instead of going to medical school. But in any case, I really enjoy educating you, teaching you, and informing you, like we're doing today about resveratrol, and we're saving you money. Because if you go to a discount health store, or you go to even a really good health food store, and you buy trans resveratrol, you might as well take your money, wrap it around the jar, and throw it in the garbage can, because that's what you're getting. We have added the trump card, as I told you, to the Resveradex formula to ensure that you get almost 100% bioavailability and bioactivity, and to keep your trans resveratrol water and fat soluble. We have created the only sublingual 98% pure trans resveratrol delivered by the most powerful delivery system in the nutraceutical science industry. cyclodextrin, B-cyclodextrin. We have combined trans-resveratrol with cyclodextrin, which, again, is the most advanced delivery system known to science and nature. And it makes it possible for you folks who listen to me to enjoy the full healing and rejuvenating properties of trans-resveratrol. And what is cyclodextrins? They are a class of what's called oligosaccharides, a complex of sugar molecules bound together in a cylinder-like structure. It's already been used in pharmaceuticals, and we just extrapolated that right out and made it good for our clients and our doctors who buy our products. The cyclodextrin provides a shield to protect our transveratrol, to keep it stable. It keeps the full potency and bioactivity and bioavailability. It keeps it intact as it travels through the bloodstream, so it can go wherever it is needed and arrive with maximum impact. It also gives transresveratrol protection from corrosive elements of heat, light, and air. Cyclodextrin enhances the solubility of the transresveratrol so it can reach its targets in higher concentration with potent powers intact. And as a bonus, folks, and it took us a year to do this, it tastes great. Transresveratrol is one of the most foul-tasting elements you could ever imagine. We sweetened it with stevia and xylitol, which kills, by the way, xylitol, we sell that in bulk. It kills gum disease. Keep it under your tongue, an easy, pleasurable experience, and you may become a stronger, younger, energetic you. And I tell you, folks, it took us a long time to write that. There's so much research on it. And we can give you the research besides this little paper. But I'm very proud of this paper, and Laurent, who helps me write it, is just a terrific guy. We encourage you, each and every one of you out there, to call us at 561-368-2070. 561-368-2070 and order a bottle of the trans-resveratrol known as Resveradex. Resveradex. And we have people in one day are telling us they're having more energy. For you people who are fat, it will fool your body into thinking starving, and you will stop eating. It's amazing. You will lose weight for most people, according to Dr. David Sinclair at Harvard University. Resveradex. And I'm telling you, 25 milligrams of resveratrol in the trans form equal to over 4,000 milligrams of trans resveratrol in the capsule form, and it tastes really good. Everybody should be on it. I think children should be on it because genes that are getting, malformed can stop and stunt growth. I think this is one of the greatest products that we have ever formulated and stuck in a bottle, folks. 60 little things under your tongue. It's a two-month supply. You folks deserve the best, and that's what makes Barry's different than any other health food store or nutraceutical practice, whether it's a physician or not, in the world today. And we will keep adding cyclodextrin to all our products. That's why our coenzyme Q10 is 8 times more bioactive than any other type of CoQ10 in the world. Look on the website, not on my website, look on the internet, I should say, Google it, and just put in water-soluble coenzyme Q10 and kidney disease, water-soluble coenzyme Q10 and heart disease, water-soluble coenzyme Q10 and MS, and et cetera, et cetera. You will see study after study after study. So I urge each and every one of you to buy a bottle or two. Keep it around. We've sold out the first batch we made as our sample batch because we don't know how anything's going to sell, even though it may be the best thing in the world. Well, we're selling it like crazy, so order a couple of bottles so you have it. And we always have a special on that one. If you buy four bottles, you'll get the fifth one free. That's a considerable saving, so I would urge you to do that also. Most of our products that we manufacture, the Plaquof, the C, the Cyclo-C-Dex, the Cyclo-D-Dex, the Epidex, the green tea, the Oncodex, the Immunodex, you buy four, you get one free. Incredible, incredible situation. All right, so we're done with resveratrol. If anybody has any questions, by the way, you can call our office, 1-561-368-2070, 561-368-2070, and you can certainly ask a question of the girls. They'll bring it to me in the studio right here at Barry's, and I'll be happy to answer it for you. It could be about any subject. It's open phones right now, so you can do that whenever you want. We also want you to remember to fill out your coupon. We can always come in here and pick up your products or order them by calling 1-888-888-8022. That's 888-888-8022. All right, we got a call from our engineer telling me that Horace called. He wants to know how many of the sublingual Resveratrol a person should take a day. Simply just one. That's all you need, just one under the tongue a day. You may want to eat more because it tastes good, but don't. Just do one a day. That's all you really need to get to a bioactivity of 4,000 units. So, Horace, get a bottle. You like the taste. It's going to help you in every aspect of your life, my friend. All right. Now, what else am I talking about? If you want to call, leave a message. You can call 888-888-8022 to place an order. We don't have an outside sales force selling you these things. You'll reach one of our regular employees here, Sandy, Elena, Joanna, Dr. Arietta can help you. We have to help my daughter, Melissa. Everybody's here, so you can find out somebody you like. You always deal with them or deal with anybody you want. Anybody out there on finasteride or citalopram, which is like a Valium kind of pill, recall, mislabeled, people get really sick. I don't know much about the one for the depression, but the finasteride I know a lot about. Finasteride is a drug that's given for prostate problems and for hair loss problems because it blocks dehydrotestosterone, the evil androgen, as I call it, the evil androgen. Because testosterone is not a problem for men with prostate situations. It is such a bunch of hokum. Testosterone, I believe, is healthy for you. It is the conversion of testosterone to dehydrotestosterone. Again, the evil, evil androgen that causes hair and prostate swelling because it makes prostate tissue grow more rapidly. So it is, in my opinion, a dangerous drug. Now, if you have a prostate problem, it's amazing. We just came out with a product called SPET085, and that product was tested against finasteride, the drug, for effectiveness, for side effects. The effectiveness was better because it worked in 1 month for men who have a problem either maintaining a stream or starting a stream or getting up in the middle of the night 4 or 5 times because they have to start a stream. It works better at solving those problems than finasteride in a side-by-side case studies, placebo-controlled. Therefore, you have now a pill which can start to work in a month where finasteride takes 6 months to shrink your prostate and become prostate savvy and prostate smart. So very, very important for you to understand that if you're having prostate problems, this is the place to come. After you've been diagnosed, your doctor knows what you're going to do, then you do what you want to do and perhaps take natural remedies for that. But there's been a recall. Check with your doctor or your pharmacist about it. Now, very often we talk about gum disease and how dangerous it is. But let me tell you, 8 out of 10 of us will develop gum disease, and that's why I urge you to go to my dentist, Dr. Greg Gerson, the best dentist I have ever known. 8 out of 10 of you will develop gum disease. And left untreated could lead to tooth loss and heart disease, even diabetes. But the risks are especially high for pregnant women. Let me tell you about that when we come back after this commercial break.
Bowel disease, birth defects, cancer, diverticulitis. What do they have in common? These are all reasons you might have an ostomy. And you probably already know what a challenge it can be to find ostomy supplies. And it's even harder to find knowledgeable, caring people to serve you.